Now picture this. Several terrorists in Kenya are huddled in a house and they're preparing to carry out a suicide mission. A U.S. drone is hovering overhead, ready to take them out. Before the operator can pull the trigger, though, a little girl walks into the frame.
Lieutenant, we have this one opportunity. Let's not lose it.
Ma'am, she's selling bread.
Jesus.
Those men are about to disperse. Engage now.
Ma'am, I understand we have clearance. I will fire if I see the ACVI is moving, but I want to give her a chance to get out of the way.
Lieutenant.
You have clearance. There is a lot more at stake than
you see here in this image.
Eye in the Sky is a movie about life and death. It's a movie about whether to risk one girl's life to potentially save dozens from a suicide bombing. Helen Mirren stars in the film, and she says it's hard to predict how audiences will react.
I think of it as a courtroom drama, in a way, and the audience are the jury. And I suspect it'll be a film that, as people come out of the cinema, you know, there'll be a lot of discussion. I'm just hoping it doesn't cause any divorces.
You mean if a couple sort of falls in different places on the position?
Yes, exactly. I think that is a likelihood. But I think one of the intentions of the film, apart from being an incredible nail-biter, is to throw up discussion. It takes no sides.
We need to expand our rules of engagement right now to protect the civilian population. A hellfire through that roof is our most effective option.
We have to know that we're legally in the clear.
Now, you might recognize that last voice. Eye in the Sky is one of Alan Rickman's last movies before his death. We spoke with Helen Mirren and also with the director, Gavin Hood.
Every character in the film is coming at the situation with their truth. And that's where, as Helen says, the jury, being the audience, is sitting, watching multiple characters involved in this kind of operation, all of whom have very different agendas. There is no easy answer to this. And that is why I love what Helen says about bring your spouse and see if you can go home and have a dinner and see if you can survive the dinner.
Now, Helen Mirren's character has moral clarity. She says that drone has to be used. I asked the actress what she thinks personally, and she began with a story.
All I know is I was at a wedding recently, and they had a drone up taking photos. I guess it's what people do nowadays at weddings.
I've never heard of it. The wedding photographer was essentially a drone floating above
the
ceremony?
Well, they had a photographer on the ground. They also had a camera up above, hovering, making this horrible noise. And all of the people in the wedding hated this drone, even though it was there for a super benign reason. We all loathed the drone, and we were all looking up at it and complaining about it. And then the drone accidentally crashed and fell.
Oh, God.
And everybody at the wedding put up a huge cheer. You know, everyone was so thrilled that the drone was out of the sky. Can you imagine living in a world where that drone is there on a daily basis, and it's not benign, and it doesn't belong to you and your wedding? I can't imagine living in that world. It must be so disturbing. And one other thing I would say, my parents lived in the war during the Blitz, and they experienced the German bombers coming overhead and dropping bombs on London. My mother said by far the worst was what was known as a doodlebug, which were unmanned drones, if you like, early drones, and you heard it coming, and it made this noise. And she said the most terrifying thing was when that noise stopped, because when it stopped, it meant it was dropping its payload. Mm. And you just prayed for it to carry on over your head and go and drop the payload on someone else, and you didn't really care who the other person was. You just didn't want it to drop on your head. So, you know, those are my two experiences.
Very different,
of drones. Very different. But I don't know what I think. I don't know what I think. The technology is one thing. The use and how we use the technology and where we use the technology is a very different thing.
Well, Helen Mirren, you played a character, though, in this movie who had such moral clarity that using a drone was the absolute right thing to do.
Yes.
Did that change you personally in any way, playing that role?
No, not me personally. I certainly think the appalling moral issue that we've been struggling with as human beings for millions of years is, do you sacrifice one for the greater good? You know, we know about the little girl in this movie. We don't know about the children that might die on that same day. And maybe if we're following one of their stories, you know, our whole attitude would change. And that's the sort of wonder of being a human being, and also the awfulness of being a human being. We're only really involved in what we're aware of.
Well, Gavin Hood, I wonder, you know, I've spoken to some people who cover the military, and they said, you know, while there is much about this movie that is so realistic, you know, you probably, I would imagine, took some liberties to create some drama. But how did you find that balance?
Let me hasten to say that this film is about a particular operation. It's a fiction film, but the research and the responses of the characters in this story are factually based. So if this set of circumstances exists, then this is what would happen.
Have you heard from anyone on either side of this?
All the time.
What have they told you?
We had a woman stand up in a Q&A that Helen and I were at, who said this is the best anti-war film she's ever seen.
Huh.
I had a general the other day saying this film should be shown at every single military college. So if we want to become better at what we do as a society, be more just, people who operate in different areas of expertise have to talk to each other, as opposed to pushing out propagandist information that the other side simply ignores.
Helen Mirren, but before I let you both go, I have to ask you about Alan Rickman, who sadly died recently. And, you know, so many of our listeners were fans. I will never forget his role in Die Hard, which was one of my favorite movies of all time, the evil character with Bruce Willis. What was it like acting with him in a movie? I guess this is one of his last that we'll see.
The reason I think Alan would love this film, and the reason I love to see Alan in this film, is because it's Alan up there. His elegance, his articulation, his fierce intelligence, and his humanity. So I think it's a great way for us to say goodbye to him.
Helen Mirren and Gavin Hood, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Their movie, Eye in the Sky, opens in the U.S. today.